Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I hope you all are trying to filter things so that the good gets in and the negative stays at least an arm's length away. Unfortunately, I have to share with you what can only be described as some really disturbing images. Apparently, Elon Musk addressed a crowd of Donald Trump's supporters. And within the last 30 minutes, apparently, actually gave, and I'm watching the clip right now, it can only be described as a Nazi salute. He puts his hand to his heart and sticks his hand up in the air. I don't know how else to describe it. I'm watching it right now. Elon Musk is obviously not a moron and would understand what that hand gesture would connote or could connote or how it could be interpreted. Just ridiculous. Also hearing some reporting, I haven't been able to listen to the clips yet, that Donald Trump sort of admitted that he might have pulled one over on all of us, something along those lines. Again, I haven't been able to personally listen to it, but I think there is some coverage that's going to be coming out of this rally after the inauguration that can only be described as disturbing. Dom, you were a conscientious objector this morning for the inauguration. And folks, let me introduce my fabulous guest. His name is Dom Salvi. He's got the great program After Mine every Monday through Friday. He is the host of the Dom Salvia Show. Cardi's got the sound that we're listening to. You are a conscientious objector, but I'm curious to hear what this is. Dom, are you curious? Shall we take a listen just live on the air and see what we got here?
Yes, actually, I have this clip. I have heard it, and it seems like another one of those times where Donald Trump, you know, accidentally speaks the truth, question mark?
Where he's off the script and out of his mouth comes the actual stuff.
Right.
Well, my interest is piqued. Let's take a listen, Cardi.
And I just want to say thank you for making it happen. Thank you.
That's Musk. That's the salute.
That's the Musk salute. Now, and this one, I did see it on The Independent. Not only does he slaps his heart.
His chest.
And then puts that hand straight up in the air. He turns around and does it to the crowd behind him. He does it twice. Back to back. It's very evident. It's very clear. This is not some mistake or something that could be misinterpreted. He did it twice.
Wow. I don't have words for that. I mean, I don't have words for that. That is absolutely ridiculous. Let's just start with this as a baseline. I started the show this morning with this little tidbit, Dom, that the billionaires that Donald Trump sat with his family right behind him on the dais at the inauguration have a net worth north of $11 trillion, approaching $12 trillion. The bottom 95% of all Americans have a net worth of around $3.6 to $3.8 trillion. I just want us to absorb those facts,
yes.
Right? Like, that is the difference. Why is that okay? Why is a completely transactional president acceptable? You know, I guess we could go into all of the reasons for the, you know, people staying home during the election cycle, being uninspired by both candidates. But that doesn't mean like actually just go full grift, full transactional, full embrace of Nazism. Like, that's not what people actually voted for. They didn't vote for corruption. I think whatever people may think about Donald Trump, they actually thought they were voting to try to stop those things. Why does he think he can go like full corrupt? Well,
why would people think that would be the case? If you're down, and certainly the institutions that all of us rely on have failed us to a certain degree, Maggie Dawn. Our justice system did not fulfill its obligations, in my humble opinion. So if you're looking for someone to blow the whole thing up, well, what are some of those institutions and legacy issues? Well, they combat this kind of action. They're there to combat the corruption, the grift, and the greed, to temper it. So if you're going to try to blow the whole thing up, well, why wouldn't you? The guy just released his meme coins and has like $60 billion on paper before he became the president. I mean, if this is a pure cash grab to the nth degree, and if you're out there making your $15 an hour and thinking like you're getting stiffed and you're not getting a raise and things are tough, and you go out and you vote for a guy like Donald Trump who's got $11 trillion sitting behind him, who made his own, apparently on paper with this whole scheme of billions and billions of dollars prior to walking into the White House, you know, maybe you should reassess whether or not this is a guy who's going to be out there lowering the price of eggs, because they're already backing off of that promise.
Well, and my entire show, I've basically been ticking off, you know, his hot topics from the inauguration speech. It's like, none of that has anything to do with helping the middle class do better.
No.
If anything, the things that he's promising to do will make things more expensive and more difficult for the middle class. It's just, wow. I'm still trying to grapple through the Elon Musk Nazi salute three times to a crowd of support. And by the way, I thought this was rich this morning as Mike Pence, who attended this inauguration alone, did not bring his wife, as he was walking into the Capitol Rotunda, the people in the hockey rink, you know, who didn't really rate a front row seat because they don't have billions. The people in the hockey rink down the road booed Mike Pence.
Booed? They weren't chanting "Hang Mike Pence" again, were they? It was just straight up boos.
It was just straight up booze.
I mean, that's a positive turn for the former vice president. If you're only getting
they did get in some lock her up for Hillary, though.
And mother stayed out? Mother stayed home? Interesting.
Fascinating. No mother appearing. You know, I'd never think I would ever say this, that Michelle Obama and Mrs. Mike Pence apparently have a very similar BS limit. Like, and this is it. Yeah. I am not going to this guy's inauguration. Okay, we've got the clip of Donald Trump admitting that maybe there was some hanky-panky going on. Let's take a listen.
But he went out to Pennsylvania after that. Musk. He landed that rocket nobody had ever seen. By the way, China can't do it. Russia can't do it or come close. It would be 10 years before they can do it. And the U.S. can't do it except for him. And it's pretty amazing. But he did that. And then he journeyed to Pennsylvania, where he spent like a month and a half campaigning for me in Pennsylvania. And he's a popular guy. And he was very effective. And he knows those computers better than anybody. All those computers, those vote counting computers. Mm. And we ended up winning Pennsylvania like in a landslide. So it was pretty good. So thank you to Elon.
Coming from, you know, the very cool landing of the rocket booster to, you know, out there promoting me, helping me out in Pennsylvania. What does that have to do with anything with the vote count and the computers that Elon Musk apparently is an expert in?
Nothing. Like, nothing. It's like saying a podiatrist is also a brain surgeon. Like, you're good at one tech thing doesn't mean like, oh, you know them computers. It shows you like the depth of Donald Trump's ignorance when it comes to all things tech. By the way, his and I think you were talking about this, his cryptocurrency got like a massive chunk of seed money from a Chinese billionaire about a month and a half ago, which brought him up to the total seed money where now everything is going to be profit. And they're estimating, by the way, there's no limits on foreign governments or people that want to peddle, you know, trade for influence, that his family may end up making northwards of like $8 billion a year off the crypto, because it can effectively be, it's like a money laundering scheme. I don't know all the particulars about it. I'm going to spend some time on that, but it's like, it is. It's just widespread grift. Thanks, Elon, for delivering Pennsylvania. If giving people $1 million check for their votes in support of me wasn't quite enough, I'm really glad you got in there with those voting and election machines.
Yeah, how is that? I'm really looking forward to some sort of follow-up question with that. With regard to the meme coin issue with Trump and rolling it out with the way they did and all the insiders, hell, Melania's got her own now. She rolled hers out. It went up to a few billion, actually took a few billion away from Trump, to my understanding on the reading. But here's the thing. Back in the day, you used to have to go out and buy their book, Right, you have to buy it. Maybe give all this money to the campaign to buy up 100,000 books and then burn them all, because that's not the point. It's just to facilitate. And then then Trump, you know, he upped the game. He bought a hotel, and then people had to, like, pretend to stay at the hotel, and that'd be another way to just, you know, transfer the money from the folks to Donald Trump directly. Now the guy's got his own meme coin.
Just crypto.
It just give me the money.
Just give me the money.
Just give me the money.
It's no longer show me the money. I just want some Jerry Maguire back. I want some Rod, you know, spike in a football. I need a little show me the money, not just give me the money and then I'll deregulate your industry and punish foreign European countries if they try to restrict your spread of misinformation and garbage. I mean, why is it all the tech billionaires that are giving Donald Trump all this money? Well, because they want their crap deregulated, and they want Donald to punish the countries that actually try to say you have a responsibility to your users, that this doesn't become a cesspool of lies and hate and the most vile things that human beings can dream up. It is you use your pen, your power to tariff, to punish people who don't cooperate with my industry, who don't cooperate with my megalomania, my penis rocket aspirations, and my I want to control all of AGI for all the time to come. That's why it's concentrated in the tech bro universe. It's not just Bill, it's very specifically tech bros, because that is the regulatory risk or tipping point that we find ourselves at. And that's what scares me the most, Dom. Deportations, bad. The LGBTQ hate, bad. The woman hating, the race baiting, all of that bad. But probably, along with climate, the two most significant risks to all of humankind are both in climate, and then, of course, how is tech going to be deployed in a militaristic and privacy eviscerating way in the future? How much of ourselves can be sold to the highest bidder over the internet? And if it's Donald Trump making the rules, there will be no rules. Period. Full stop. Unbelievable. Folks, I'm joined by my special guest who joins me every Monday at 3:30. His name's Dom Salvi. He's got the fine, fine program that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. We like to call this, in case you missed it, because sometimes I can get things that Dom missed. Sometimes he's got things that I missed. It's a lot of fun here. Folks, you want to participate? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I got to give a special bit of love to the following texters and participators. Gary from Madison, Cam from Appleton, all of you, Bill Kabinski from Green Bay. I really appreciate all of the info flowing in, and a special big shout out and love to you, Lauren in Eau Claire, who says that she has chosen Civic Media over NPR for the past 6 months because we cover the stuff that no one else is talking about. Big love to you, Lauren. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids, everybody out there, really appreciate it. Here's Mark Cuban today on X. If meme coins are the way, maybe I'll issue one with a twist. Same terms as Dalla Dalla Bill Trump, yo. A 20% float, same release schedule, one difference. All the revenue from the sale of the coins goes to the U.S. Treasury. The wallet address will be published so that everybody can track it. If you want to gamble, gamble, but at least use it to make a dent in the U.S. debt. Hey, there you go. Maybe one day we'll have some billionaires using their superpowers for good. Mark Cuban, I appoint you number one billionaire to figure that out. When we come back, we're going to talk about the last hour of Joe Biden's presidency and some of the pardons that he dropped with my special guest, Dom Salvi. You're not going to want to miss this last bit of discussion. What does that portend for the Trump pardons? We discuss next. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversations. So join this one. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Back with more in just a moment.